This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. European Union leaders agreed to open membership negotiations with Ukraine, summit chairman said on Thursday in a surprise announcement that came despite Hungary vowing to block the decision at a two-day summit in Brussels. They also have voted to begin membership talks with Moldova. Ukrainian President Zelensky earlier on Thursday made an impassioned plea to the EU members.
And I ask you one thing today. Do not betray the people and their faith in Europe.
President Zelensky hailed the agreement by the EU leaders as a, quote, victory for his country and Europe. Israel's president has joined the ranks of high-ranking Israeli officials to speak out against a two-state solution after the war in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday, Isaac Herzog said it is not the time to be talking about establishing an independent state when the country's pain from Hamas's October 7th attack is still fresh. Herzog said, quote, my nation is bereaving. My nation is in trauma. The Biden administration has said that after the war, efforts must be restarted to restart negotiations aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel under the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. The House has passed a defense policy bill that authorizes the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. Supporters overcame objections from some conservatives concerned it didn't do enough on cultural issues, such as restricting the Pentagon's diversity initiatives and gender-affirming health care for transgender service members. One of the most divisive aspects of the bill is a short-term extension of a surveillance program aimed at preventing terrorism and catching spies. Opponents of the extension wanted changes designed to boost privacy protections for Americans. You'll find more stories we're covering 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police have arrested three people in Denmark and one in the Netherlands on suspicion of planning terror attacks. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking at a news conference in Copenhagen, Flemming Dreher, the head of PET, Denmark's Security and Intelligence Service, said, today's arrests and the operation are based on an intensive investigation that PET has carried out in close cooperation with our foreign partners. He added the arrests in Denmark had threads abroad and were related to criminal gangs, singling out the band's predominantly immigrant gang known as Loyal to La Familia. He also cryptically said Danish police had a special focus on Jewish institutions, but did not provide more details. At a European Union summit in Brussels, Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said, this is as serious as it gets, and I'm pleased with the work of the authorities. I'm Karen Shamus.
Jurors are set to begin deliberating to decide how much Rudy Giuliani must pay to former Georgia election workers for spreading lies about them that led to a barrage of racist threats and upended their lives. Wandria Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, are seeking tens of millions of dollars in damages over Giuliani's false claims accusing them of ballot fraud while the former New York City mayor was fighting to keep Republican President Donald Trump in office after the 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. The potential hefty damages come at the same time Giuliani is gearing up to defend himself against criminal charges stemming from his legal representation of Trump. A Navy officer jailed in Japan after a deadly crash is returning to the U.S., says his family. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Lieutenant Ridge Alconis had been serving 3 years in prison in Japan after pleading guilty in the negligent driving deaths of two Japanese citizens in 2021. His family says it was an accident. He lost consciousness behind the wheel, but Japanese prosecutors say he fell asleep. His family rallied outside the White House to call for his release from prison, and his wife, Brittany, met with President Biden, who raised the case during a meeting in May with the Japanese prime minister. What's still unclear at the moment is whether Lieutenant Alconis might have to spend additional time behind bars here in the U.S. under the terms of his transfer from Japan. I'm Rita Foley.
A court in Russia has overturned a fine handed to a veteran human rights advocate for speaking out against the war in Ukraine. The court sent Oleg Orlov's case back to prosecutors who have sought the co-chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize winning human rights group Memorial for 3 years. Orlov was convicted of publicly, quote, discrediting the Russian military after posting an article he wrote denouncing the invasion of Ukraine on Facebook. He has rejected the charges as politically motivated. A court in Moscow fined him about $1,500. Orlov appealed the verdict, but so did prosecutors. They want to revise the case, and Orlov believes the goal is to imprison him after all. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.